The jazz musician Keeter Betts died over the weekend. In a career spanning nearly six decades, Betts recorded on almost 100 albums. Those recordings include a who's who of jazz. He considered two of the highlights to be his stints with vocalists Dinah Washington and Ella Fitzgerald. And in July of 2003, Betts explained why for the NPR series Musicians in Their Own Words.
You might not know me. I'm a bass player. In the fifth grade, my mother sent me around the corner to the store to get a loaf of bread and a bottle of milk. And when I came out the store, something came by. And I said, what the heck is that? And I followed it, and it was an Italian parade. And I walked behind the drummers all over town. I was gone 4 hours. And when I got home, my mother liked to kill me. And she figured, well, if I give him a lick and he keeps on ticking, he must be serious. In the beginning, when I first started, the main part of the bass was to learn the changes to each song. But when I went with Dinah and started hearing the words and the melody, I'm learning the whole song instead of just the bottom part, and also the middle and the top. And then I found out that I liked almost being like a tailor.
You go to my head and you linger like a haunting refrain, and I find you spinning round in my brain like the bubbles in a glass of champagne. Oh, you go to my head like a sip of sparkling burgundy brew, and I find the very mention of you like a kicker in a julep or two. Oh,
my concept is that the singer comes out there, is buck naked, and it's my job and then to dress that person for the audience. A person comes in, and if I'm a tailor and they want a certain type of a jacket made with a double vent, and this big guy wants something made with the no vent and so forth, if you dress each one of those the way that they want to be fitted, and when they come out of there, their clothes fit them well, you're a good tailor. And I started tailor-making my bass to fit for the singer. And then, well, the 24 years with Ella was, you know, top of the learning point.
Yes, my heart belongs to daddy, 'cause my daddy, he treats it so well. Diamonds. My man. What else did you say about him, Keeter?
You don't say.
What? What? Oh, the dirty old man!
My daughter, she looked up on the internet, and she said, you've been on so many albums and so forth. Why don't you put out one? And at that time, I was preparing to try to get a boat. Something been my biggest wish for 30 years ago. And then my wife and I talked about it. And so I said, well, maybe I will put out a CD.
And that album, Bass, Buddies, and Blues, was released in 1998. It was the first of three solo albums that Keeter Betts eventually released after that long career as a sideman. He died over the weekend at the age of 77.